Okay, we are taking a little break from the regular schedule. Sometimes it's good to take a break. And we're trying to look into something that's very, very popular. Everybody's always asking me questions about it. And this is the sugya of music. Music is very popular here. We have a lot of talented musicians. In yeshiva, there's talk about putting out a CD, perhaps, from the Bachrim. And it's something that's a sugya. This is something that has to be understood. It's not clear what exactly music is. It sort of just takes us over, and it has a tremendous power over us. Music is something that is used in all areas of life, and it's hard to describe what exactly the sugya is. So b'siyata d'shmaya, let's get into it. Let's try to understand what music is, and then we'll be able to really understand how we operate, how we can grow, how we can use this tool, how we can stay away from dangerous parts of this. Actually, the Shagas Aryeh says that the word zemer, which means song, so the letters that are next to the word zemer, next to the letter Zion is a ches, next to the letter mem is a nun in the alphabet, and next to the letter resh is a shin, which spells nachash, a snake. And the Shagas Aryeh, the Chasam Sofer, brings him in drasha, says, why should music be right next door to a snake? It's not a snake, but it's right next door to a snake. And the reason is because music is extremely powerful. And its next door neighbor is the Nachash himself. So like anything good, if we know how to use it, we're going to mamish thrive. What is music? I don't know if I can make a Webster's dictionary for what exactly it is, but basically the following. Let's start with music that has words. Words are dry. By nature, they're intellectual. Now, it's true you can read an inspiring story, but the words themselves don't speak to you emotionally. They're just words. There are words, and they are dry. And even if you have a big heart, maybe you can get a tear from some words, but most of us just read words and blah, 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 blah. It doesn't get into us. However, when you want to put emotion to words, when you want to tap into the emotional part of your being, not just your brain, but you want to experience emotionally certain things that you understand in your brain, but you want to take it to another level that it encompasses your whole body. All of your midos, every aspect of your existence, your love, your anger, your hate, it could be your silly side, whatever the case may be, a person creates a certain niggin to the words and it gets you into a certain emotional state that makes the words emotional. It makes the words emotional. And if it's done well, you know, it could be done well in comedy, it could be done well. You could have ridiculous songs that if they were poems, they wouldn't sell. But if they're ridiculous songs, so on the radio, they go crazy for them because the song makes them that much more exciting emotionally, that much more ridiculous. You could have very depressing songs that if you read them, okay, but if you hear them as a song, you're bawling. And then you could have things that make you very happy. Right? I would like to focus on that because we all like to be happy. Right? And there's certain songs that you don't tap into until you get a good niggin to them. I'll give you an example of my own life. Okay? When I was little, at the Seder, we used to sing, Vehi she'amda, vehi she'amda, lava seinu velanu. Right? Nice little jingle. Right? I never got into Vehi she'amda. And I never even paid attention to what the words were. All of a sudden, I think it was Yonatan Rosel, could be, V'hi she'amda la'voiseinu. All year I'm thinking about V'hi she'amda. Why? Because the words with the niggin captured exactly what the words were saying. They wake you up and they tell you how to attach emotionally to this idea. And it was something that was flat and boring. But the niggin itself brings you there. It connects you. The whole idea here is about connecting. The tachlis of music is to connect. when we're not emotionally invested in anything, we're detached from it. We're not connected. But when there's music to it, we get into it. And the basic idea also, and this is a surprise to all of us, is that music was not made for entertainment. That's not the objective of why it was created. It was created by a Kaddish Baruch Hu, as we're going to prove, to tap into certain feelings that could only be created through a niggun. It might take us a couple weeks to understand this sugya, but it will be, Be'ezus Hashem, worthwhile. A guy goes to a chasana, right? Imagine a chasana without a band. I mean, in Yerushalayim, there's a takana not to have a band sometimes, so they're banging on drums, but they have these good a cappella guys who basically can pull it off for you. But a chasana without a band, you can't get into it. It's impossible. There's a chasana, I'm very happy for him, but what does it have to do with anything? Imagine just dancing like crazy for no apparent reason, with nothing to get you into it. At a levaya, it used to be in the time of Chazal, they had these flutes. Today, the only comparison that we could have to this, I think, is the Irish. The Irish have these bagpipes that they still use at levayas. It's something. It's something. It's a whole understanding of what's happening over here. It puts you in a zone to understand the emotion that you need for this experience. That's exactly for this experience. To connect us with this experience. And the Nevi'im used to use this as a trick to connect with Hashem. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed that the Shechina is not Shoyre. When a person is depressed, when a person's involved in Dvarim B'Teilim, Elo Mitoch Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Through a Simcha of Mitzvah. Interesting lashon. Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Different girsas in the Gemara, but our girsa in this Gemara is a Simcha of Mitzvah. That means that the only way to get Nevuah is through a Simcha of Mitzvah. What's the Simcha of Mitzvah? Va'ata Kuli Minagin. V'hoya Kinagin Minagin. Vati Alav Yad Hashem. The Navi, when the Bekinor was playing, right? A beautiful guitar going, and then all of a sudden, he gets Nevuah, prophecy. What's Pshat over here, though? It says Simcha Shel Mitzvah. It says Simcha Shel Mitzvah. This is just Simcha. Eat a steak, have a donut, right? Or listen to a niggun. Why is this called Simcha Shel Mitzvah? Rashi's bothered by this. Rashi says that the Navi, when he was doing this, had an agenda. Simcha Shel Mitzvah, what was the pshat? He says, for Hashras HaShchina, Mitzvah Hi LaHashras Lav Shchina. He took the niggun, and he had a destination for the niggun. The way the Navi would do this was he wouldn't just put on his favorite tunes. He would set his GPS where he wants to go, right? Put the Rabbona Shalom, and he would soar with it. He would go there. It would be a vehicle to connect. It was a Simcha Shel Mitzvah because it was his way of traveling to Shamayim. He had a destination on his niggun. And that's the whole idea over here of singing. The way it's ideally supposed to be. Shiru loy. Zamru loy. Sing to him. Sing to him. Ashira lahashem bechayai. Azamra lelokai beoidi. We always sing to something. We just think we're singing in the halls. But the way Chazal always say it is you're singing towards someone. You're always connecting to someone when you sing, or something. Because singing attaches. Wherever you go, it's going to attach you to something. The question is what? In its ideal form, it was to attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's an amazing thing, this Kli Yakar. This Kli Yakar is worth billions of dollars. I'm giving it to you for free, but it's worth billions of dollars. Says the Kli Yakar that Lemech, in Parshas Breishis, Perek Dalet, Lemech had two types of wives. He had one named Ada and one named Sila. Ada was his wife for childbearing. Boring, right? He had one wife that got pregnant, got fat, got ugly, right? I don't know if this should be on the... but that was his attitude towards women. He had one wife like that. Then he had Sila, right? We could call her Marcy or Bubbles or whatever her name was. Sila was the girl always in his shadow. She was always pretty, always looking good. And never had kids. Her figure was gewaltig. She was in the gym every hour. Fine. Then it says that they had children. Ada, we expect her to have children, right? Because she was the childbearing one. But Sila, whoops, right? Mistake. She also had children. What kind of children did they have? So, says the Pasuk, Ada had Yaval, who was the first of the Roe Tzon, shepherds. Ada, who was the one who was there for childbearing, she had the first Roe Tzon, and the brother, Yuval, was the first Kol Tofes Kinor V'Ugav, the first guy who invented instruments. This is the invention of instruments, right over here. Okay? Then, who did Sila have? Bubble, Stacy, whatever her name is. She had Tuval Kayan. Basically Rambo, Rabosai. He was the Loitish Kolchayrish Nechoshes. He was the one who invented weapons. What's going on over here? On the one hand, Sila, who always looks great, she has the son who develops weapons, right? All of a sudden now, we're still suffering from that very much. And Ada has the first shepherd and the first person to invent instruments. Says the Kli Yakar, an amazing thing. He says, Chazal are teaching us what's going on over here. What's going on over here is there are certain relationships that are l'shem shamayim, that are real connections. The tachlis of the world is to bring children into the world. And this Ada was somebody who was in the right zone. There was a real chibur over here. So if there's real connection, you know what it produces? First of all, shepherds. He says all the big people in Klal Yisrael were shepherds. You know why? Because you see the wide open. Wow. Right? David HaMelech, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they were able to see and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful world. Being a shepherd was basically becoming connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always being in contact with Niflaos HaBoyrei. And then he says music. Music is a way of attaching to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Music is a way that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So real relationships create that. But Sila, who this whole idea was a mistake, he basically didn't even want her for a wife. He just wanted her for an object. So what comes out? Weapons. And this is the Yisayid. It's all about connecting. And advertising uses this to their advantage. Right? Advertising wants you to connect with their product. But it's about attaching yourself to things. Every single song, without fail, attaches us. But there's something even worse than that today, and that's called space fillers. Songs are so available that they just fill space. There are songs on your phone, right? If you call someone now, instead of it going, right? It goes, Ochi lalakel. Right? I was trying to get to my air conditioned guy. I can't reach him. Every time I'm trying, Ochila Lakel, Ochila Lakel. Right? 25 minutes of Ochila Lakel. Then finally he goes, Ken? I'm like, my house is so hot. I punch like, program myself. You go into shul, all of a sudden you're in the middle of Shemuel Nasre, and Bar Yochai! It's crazy. There's a cheapness to music. Music kemat does not exist b'yameinu anymore. People use music for nothing. They use it to attach to absolutely nothing. Every CD that's good, Bikoshi has three good songs on it. Bikoshi. I love just figuring out who was the wise guy who told them to put the other songs on. Right? It's unbelievable. And I have this thing on my steering wheel. My kids finally figured it out. It's the coolest thing. I can change the songs without them seeing. It just go like that. They're like, Abba, what's going on? Oh, nothing. I'm like doing this. They're like, Abba, are you going to listen to anything? Not yet. Nothing. It's all, I don't want to embarrass certain singers. I can. I'm not going to because I could get in trouble. They tell me that you could get in trouble. I could embarrass people. And it's embarrassing for ourselves, Be'etzem. There's no kesher. We have to understand how to use the kesher. When was music bichlal invented? The answer is music was invented before we all got here. Before we all got here in Shamayim, there are songs going all day. Do you know why there are songs going all day? Because in Shamayim, every malach, every being there, feels connected to Hashem. So they're always expressing it. In Shamayim, there are nigunim after nigunim after nigunim, but not for space filling. It's pashut, there's an emotional attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shamayim. In fact, there's an amazing old sefer that said that Rav Shimon Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Chasim Sofer, once asked his mother the following thing: "Mommy, what do the malachim sound like in Shamayim?" Right? What? How do you answer a kid like this? But she was a Groyser Rebbetzin. She was the wife of the Chasim Sofer, the Gadol Hador. You know what she said? She said, "I'll tell you. On Shabbos, at Shas Kedusha, go under your father, the Chasim Sofer's talis. And there you'll hear what you want to hear." He goes under this talis, and he hears songs like he's never heard. Wow, imagine getting into the shirt of the God of Israel. You could just get in there. They're a world, right? Malachim, singing and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's amazing. And the Torah's Mincha, which is a Rishon, the Torah's Mincha says, why do songs make us happy? This is the Torah's Mincha. This is a Rishon. He says the following: Kol Adam Ya'arvu Lo Kolos Kli Ashir. Why do everybody enjoy songs? Shekisha Neshama Shomas Elu Akolos. Whenever a neshama hears these things, it takes them back. Zocheres Mona Rishon. Oh, I remember this from when I was in Shamayim. It makes them so calm. They were homesick. They hear a good niggin. It takes them back. A Rishon. It takes them to those kolos, to that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's even more than that. It's even more than that. The chords that we have, right? The instruments we have are in Shamayim too. Instruments are in Shamayim. I don't know if an electric guitar is. I have a strong side that there is. We'll talk about it later. I have a strong side that electric guitars are in Shamayim too. We'll find out when Mashiach comes, but I have a strong side. Al Kolpanim, all of the chords are in Shamayim. In fact, the Sefer Torah's Mincha says, Oiz v'chedva bin koimai, that in Hashem's world, there's Oiz v'chedva. There's total rejoicing. Says the Torah's Mincha, Oiz v'chedva, Oz and Chedva together is Gematria 100. There are 100 sounds that are made in Shamayim. 100 different ways of connecting in a niggun. And he says that David HaMelech made a special kli. It says in Shmuel Beis, Hikim Ol, right? That he became very established. So Chazal say in one place, Ol is Gematria 100, he made 100 brachas. And he was masakin 100 brachas for us. But says the Torah's Mincha, no. He was Mesakein, he created a special kli with 100 different sounds. The Gemara in Erchin on Yud Aleph says, Magrefa Hayula Asar Nekavim. There was a special flute of some sort that had 10 holes, and each hole made 10 other sounds. It ended up basically 100 kolos in this thing. What's the idea of 100? We know, Rabosai, 10 is perfect. Right, if you square something, then it's its total experience. Right, Hashem created the world with 10 sayings. There were 10 makas. There are Saras Adibras. If you have 10 sounds and each one of them has 10 within, unbelievable. That's what Olam Haba is like. That's a place that we can connect to. And it's even more than that. It's even more than that. The Nefesh HaChaim tells us that the Beis HaMikdash down here looks very similar to what's going on up there. What do they do at the time of a carbon sibur? When they send a carbon up, what do? The Levium come out, and you have to have a beautiful voice. 30 years old, is the Rabbeinu Bachai learns, is the best voice development period between 30 and 50. And even then, there's a Machlokas Rishonim, there were tryouts for this. And you had to study for years to be able to do this. You would sing, and they would play the instruments, and it was incredible. There was singing, bringing up the carbon. Why? Because carbon is connecting. Likarev, to be close, to be connected. And there are normally 7 chords, right? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Right? Do. Do is called the octave. It repeats itself. After 7, there's something called the octave, which is a repetition of the seven. You can't get an eighth. That's why something very strange happens in the Gemara in Erchin. The Gemara in Erchin says that right now we have a harp that's seven strings. Seven strings. But comes Mashiach, we're going to have a harp with eight strings. It's going to be a sound that we never heard. It's not going to be a repetition. It's going to be a new sound. And then it goes further. It says that after Mashiach, there's going to be a period called Olam Haba, and we're going to have a 10-stringed harp. 10 strings. Right? Hard to imitate what that's going to be. Says Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Nasai. He says, what's the pshat? Seven is where we're living. We're jamming in the natural world, right? There are 7 days in the week, right? And there are actually seven ways of behaving, emotional experiences, the Mekubalim say, seven possible emotional experiences, not for now. And we jam within that emotional experience. But imagine breaking out and seeing the world from a whole new perspective. That's the eighth note. The eighth note is busting out of here and seeing something so much closer and so much more real. And 10 is perfect. It's total ecstasy. This is part of Yiddishkeit. This is what it means. Sheva bayom hilal ticha. I will praise you with seven chords, and eventually to get further. And the Abarbanel writes in Parshas Baaloscha that it used to be there were certain songs that Klal Yisrael has. There's Shiras Devora, right? There's Shiras Hazinu. They came with instruments, he said. And they came with special chords, and the psukim are organized in a way that they should fit those chords. And he says, Litzarenu, we lost the songs. We lost these songs. He says, these songs were written Beruach HaKodesh, as whoever wrote each song was writing it, the tune and the arrangements of all the specific instruments would come together. This is a total chibur. And somebody once pointed out, the Pasa Shulchan said from the Vilna Gaon, he said that if somebody knows the chachma of music, so then you could revive the dead, if you really knew it well. And that doesn't surprise me. Do you know why? Because a lot of times I feel dead, and I hear a good niggun, and I come alive. If it's true in my life, for sure you can take a corpse, and if you knew the frequency, you could get the corpse to run back to its neshama. If we would know how to play, probably we'd need that eighth note. But if we could do it, we could get a corpse to run back to his neshama, put it back in. Hi, Mom, I'm back! This is the koach that Nigin has. It's the deepest sugya that we even know about. And there are different ways of expressing this happiness. Rashi in Erchin says something fascinating. Rashi says we don't use music to get happy. We use music when we're happy. In fact, you'll notice this. If something happens in the day that you're thrilled about, all of a sudden, right? You're as thrilled as could be. You start singing when you're happy. That's what Rashi says. And the Ramban, based on a Tshuva Shavis Aryeh, based on the way I understood the Tshuva Shavis Aryeh, says the exact opposite. That singing and music makes you happy. And both are true. The Gemara is Mefurish we saw in Shabbos, that when you play a nugin, a person becomes happy. Either it's an expression of a person who's already happy, or it gets you in a zone to become a happy person. So it's all about connecting. It's all about connecting. This is a tool that's used to connect. And the shaila is, what are we connecting to? You know, Achashverosh threw a party, right? It was the party, okay? But how do you get this party started, right? You need a DJ. If you don't have a DJ, you can't get any party started. Goyim need a DJ, right? In the old days, right? They knew how to get everybody on the dance floor. There was no dance floor by Achashverosh. Isn't that interesting? We couldn't afford it, right? Says the Manus HaLevi, Achashverosh was a smart man. And he knew, basically, the only thing that's going to fly over here is instrumentals, right? Instrumentals, right? So what's going to happen? The Yidden are going to come to the party, and all of a sudden, they're going to attach to the niggun, and they're going to fly their heads back to the Beis HaMikdash and do tshuva. And that's not a good party. That's not what we want over here. We want them to give up hope. So therefore, there's no music in this party. Nothing. Because if they attach themselves, we're finished. Amazing, amazing. But as we said, Zemer, like the Shavas Arya says, Zemer is close to the Nachash. And the Chasam Sofer says that the way the Nachash, the snake, gets us to connect to evil and things that are bad is through songs. There are things called klipos and chitzonim, which are things that will love to connect with you, but they don't have a way to. Says the Chasam Sofer, the way they do it is through various types of songs. I would like to pose that all songs are religious. All of them. I mean, we're not going to deal with rap and rave today. We might deal with that next week. We're not going to deal with that. However, we'll deal with that. We'll smoke them, right? But we're going to deal with that next week. But this week, I want to talk about something else. I'm sorry about Bikias in these areas, but if there's anybody who unfortunately has a cesspool of a head, there are certain words that are in totally non-religious songs that don't make sense. First of all, the word heaven. If you were to take out Google and check how many songs have the word heaven in them, that sounds very religious. The word paradise. Actually, you know what the source of the word paradise is? Pardes! Pardes stands for Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. Paradise. Pardes, right? Paradise, right? If you're a country singer. But it's Pardes. And the word H-E-L-L. H-E-L-L. And there's about seeing the light and seeing the dark. What's going on over here? Why do they speak this way? I would guarantee you that there are thousands and thousands of songs, thousands of the lowest caliber that all use the words heaven, paradise, the light, seeing the light, right? Roads, roads, oh, gates. Oh. What's the pshat? The pshat is they want to redefine what to connect to. The whole yisod of music is that you have to be machaber yourself to something. So they tell you that paradise is Paradise City. And they tell you that heaven is a place on earth. And they tell you everything is right here in your life. You don't have to connect to anything above. You connect to everything like an animal. And it works. It works. A person can connect to anything with this. You know, you could even connect to a whale. When I was a kid, there was a beautiful song from Michael Jackson, Viyama. It was so gorgeous. You know, it's about freeing a whale, freeing a guy named Willie. And it was just so beautiful. And then you just want to go to the ocean and kiss a whale. It works, Rabosa. It works. May his neshama have an aliyah. It works, Rabosa. It works. But a person can get connected to Znus. Rachmana Litzlan, there are so many people who want to break out of their taivas, but the Nachash has them. Because if he has your songs, you will never stop desiring this cesspool. Because you're in it emotionally. He has us. He has us. And we have to try to connect in a totally different way. We have to let go. I heard a beautiful thing from a Rebbe in a cheder. He said that the class was singing, and the one kid said, shut the lights. And a kid who never sang, all of a sudden, he's singing Kayal Torah to the Rabbono Shalom. He had so many inhibitions. Once the lights were off, he let himself fly up to Shamayim. We have to let ourselves go to the Rabbono Shalom. And I'll tell you one thing. This is a personal story. It's a little embarrassing. But you know that I'm a person who's been through life. I've been through life. You know, I saw the light, so to speak, at 18 years old. But Al Kolpanim, I remember. I was in a Beis Medrash. And there was an older bachur. It's always the older bachurs who are the bad influence. Right? Whenever an older bachur is involved in something that's bad, so it does a terrible thing. So there was an older bachur, and he was listening to a non-Jewish song, which was really a harmless song. But he was an older bachur, so I said, I can still do this. I stopped, but I'm like, I'll get back. I'm a dude. I'm a chiller. In those days, they didn't have chillers. They were dudes. So I remember, I said, let me listen to it. And it was a Beis Medrash that was outside. When you would walk outside the Beis Medrash, you would be outside, like under the sky. And I put on these headphones. They didn't have Beats back then. You know, they went into your ears. And it was totally a regular song, I thought. All of a sudden, and I kid you not, I felt like the base medrash was a rocket ship launched away from me. And it was going exponentially, thousands of miles away. I felt like I was losing everything. I was like totally paralyzed. That was the last time that I ever heard something that wasn't from a Yiddish neshama. And I can tell you that the Bachrim in our yeshiva, who have been makabel to do these things, to attach to Yiddish music, there were people I didn't think could do it. They did it, and then all of a sudden they would be in some strange place and they would hear this these distortions, and they would feel like they were getting sucked out of themselves, that their neshama was getting ripped away. We have an opportunity to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are Jewish. We're living out of the ghetto now. And there's so much tumah that's trying to get us emotionally. If we're emotionally attached to the Goyim, we're done. Our children are done. We're all done. And we're going to work, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to work to understand how this music is going to affect us. And Be'ezus Hashem, to be zeicha, to shiru loy, zamru loy, sicha b'chol neflois. It was a hard one to prepare.